Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Right. Now, Penny, what do you think of Mike's management?
No, you can't use that. You sound like a business consultant. Oh, gosh. No, you need something more general, like... Oh, I know. The man that can do it all.
Okay. Well, what about Mike's marvels, then?
Mike's marvels? No, I don't think so. I was thinking more like Mike Benford, your local handyman.
Oh, no, I don't like that. If anything, I think I should say I'm a painter and decorator, which is what I'm actually good at.
And who says you're good at it?
Well, Connie does, for one.
OK, well, I suppose she should know. Mike, do you really want to go ahead with this idea?
Yeah, why not? Might as well. I've got nothing else to do.
But do you think you'll actually make any money from it?
Well, I don't know, but I've got to do something. I can't stay with Connie forever, can I?
No. But, oh, I don't know. Well, let's put in Mike Benford, painter and decorator for now. Right. OK, what else can we say?
Mike is a friendly man who has many years' experience. How's that?
Mike, you're friendly, but you don't have tons of experience. No, I don't think you should lie, because they might ask you where else you've worked.
Well, I've got to say something. What about... family-run business for 10 years. That sounds good.
No.
What can we put?
We need to say that you're reliable and your prices are good. No, let's say fair. And your quality of work is of the highest standard. What do you think of that?
The highest standard? Oh, I don't know. I think I'm good, but I'm not brilliant.
No, I think that sounds good. We've got to make out that you're the best one around.
Oh, look. Shall we leave this for now and work on the flyers instead?
OK. But we'll have to do it at some point because everyone has a website.
Well, I could just rely on word of mouth.
No, that won't work. Tell me, does Connie know you're setting up your own business?
No, not yet.
Well, I think you should tell her. In fact, she'd probably be better than creating a website than we are.
I have a strong feeling that she won't like the idea.
Why?
Because once I get the jobs coming in, the work I've got to do for her will be put on hold, and she won't like that.
No, she'll be okay, especially if you start paying her rent.
Well, maybe.
No, honestly, I'll tell her as soon as possible, because she might have some good marketing ideas.
Well, I think she'll object to the whole thing.
Mike, why are you so sure that you're going to be against the whole
thing? Penny, I'm home.
Oh, hi, Kathy. I'm in the sitting room, but Mike's here at the moment, and we are a bit busy, so I'll see you in a bit, OK? Kathy, thanks for that.
For what?
For not coming in and disturbing us.
Oh, well, to be honest, I was really desperate for the loo. And then Maisie phoned and I had to talk to her somewhere private as she's having terrible problems with her man. So I didn't really think about you and Mike.
I see.
Anyway, where is he?
Oh, he's gone. Which is good, as I want to tell you about his new idea.
His new idea? Okay, so what is it?
He's going to start up his own business as a painter and decorator.
Really? Oh, for goodness sake. Surely he knows it's not the best time to start up a business. Hasn't he heard that companies are closing here, there and everywhere?
Well, of course he has. But those tend to be the larger ones with huge overheads.
No, it's not. It's any size company. Small businesses have suffered just as badly, you know.
Well, that's what he's going to do. And I feel very proud of him.
For doing what?
For trying. For trying to do something positive. And I think he'll be very successful at it.
OK, so where will he get his money from to buy all the materials he'll need? And please, Penny, don't tell me you've given him some already.
No, of course I haven't. Anyway, Connie has already brought brushes and most of the things he'll need, so we can use all of those.
Oh, so he's going to sponge off her?
No, he's not. He's not going to sponge off anybody.
Oh, to be honest, I can't see it working. He's not the type to run his own business.
And what's that supposed to mean? You don't have to be a certain type.
Penny, just listen for a minute, will you? As we all know, he used to be the manager of Patterson's, didn't he?
Yes.
So there he was being the manager, but he, being extra clever, decides to sell dodgy stuff in the shop to make some extra money. Or have you forgotten that?
No, I haven't. But that was never proved, was it?
Well, one thing we do know for sure is that he owed money to some local criminals, and when things got tough, he did a runner.
Well?
And don't forget about the hit and run. Oh, and the body in the river. We don't know for sure he wasn't involved with that.
Of course he wasn't. Crikey, you're making him out to sound like some kind of villain.
Look, all I'm saying is he's not reliable.
He is. He always turns up on time.
Oh, well, yes, it's fine if you want to meet up for a drink now and again. But other than that, I'd be very wary of him. Because I bet you anything in the world he'll ask you for money. Oh, so has he done that before?
No, it's just that last year he wanted me to pay for his holiday and he said he'd pay me back when he had the money. But I didn't agree to it.
Well, thank goodness for that. But don't you see, that proves my point.
Kathy, I was feeling so optimistic and happy for Mike, and now you've ruined it. Why couldn't you have just said, oh, that's a good idea?
Because I'm not like that. Look, all I'm saying is Mike's okay, but I wouldn't get involved in his business if I were you. He'll use you, I'm sure of it. And I don't want you getting hurt.
I won't get hurt. Anyway, him going into business was my idea.
Why do you like him so much, Penny, when you could have Michael? He's so much nicer.
Right, I'm going to go make a coffee. And you're wrong, Kathy. He won't ask me for money. He's got everything organised. And our relationship isn't like that. We trust each other.
You're doing what?
I'm starting up my own business and Penny's behind me 100%.
So how are you going to pay for the insurance and all of the other start-up costs?
What insurance?
Well, public liability for one. You'll have to have that.
Oh, well, I'll have to discuss that with Penny.
And what about all the materials you'll need? And have you done a business plan? Researched your market?
What do you mean, research my market?
Well, have you checked out the competition?
What are you on about?
Oh, honestly, Mike, this whole idea is a joke.
Connie, it'll be fine.
Will it? Really?
Yes.
And it won't result in you rushing back to Birmingham because you owe money to people and you can't pay them back?
No.
So, will you be able to pay me rent then?
Oh, right, yeah, this is what it's all about.
Oh, well, go and get a proper job then.
Hello?
Oh, hello, is that Megan Davies?
Yes, and who am I speaking to, please?
Ah, this is Nick Patterson. I am so sorry to bother you on your mobile, but I've been trying to contact Michael Rosebery, and although I've sent in several texts and emails, he hasn't replied to any of them.
Ah, well, Michael has been off work for a few months, so that's probably why he hasn't got back to you.
Oh, dear. Some months, you say? So is he due to come back soon?
Well, I think he's off sick until the end of January.
Oh, no. And may I ask what's wrong with him?
I suppose I can tell you. He's off with stress.
Oh, no. Oh, the poor chap. So, I take it that leaves you in charge, then?
Yes, that's right.
And is everything okay with you? Are you coping all right?
Yes, everything is fine, thank you. Obviously, we're shut at the moment, but I do check that the premises are safe and all that.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
And I do keep the staff up to date with everything they need to know.
Good. Now, there is one other thing I'd like to mention to you.
Oh, yes?
I had an email from a Tina Long, which did surprise me, to be honest. She doesn't hold a managerial role, does she?
Tina Long? No, she doesn't. And she certainly shouldn't have your contact details. I'm sorry about that. That's awful.
Well, as I say, she did email me, and she said that she felt it was her duty to keep me up to date with how things are going at Patterson's.
Oh, well, she didn't need to do that. I will always let you know if anything is wrong.
That's just what I thought. I felt sure there was something wrong. I would hear about it. It was just that I was so surprised to hear from her. And she did imply that management weren't... now, how can I put this? That management weren't coping very well.
Ah, did she now?
Yes, and that's obviously not what I wanted to hear. Especially from someone I don't even know.
Mike, I've just had a look at the patio and it looks absolutely lovely.
Oh, thank you. I was hoping to get it finished today, but I didn't in the end. I'll finish it off for you tomorrow.
Oh, thanks. And the other thing is, I love where you've put the fountain. It's brilliant.
Oh, well, I'm pleased about that. First, I wasn't so sure.
No, it looks really good.
Well, I do have some good ideas then. So, would you like a whiskey?
Oh, yes, please. And help yourself to what you'd like.
Can I try this gin?
Yes, of course. If you'd like some tonic, there's some in the fridge.
OK, thanks.
Now, Mike, about this business idea of yours.
Hang on, I can't hear you.
I said, about this business of yours.
Oh yeah. So, what about it?
Oh, I'm just worried that it's all going to go horribly wrong.
No, it won't. It'll be fine.
Oh, come on. Let's be honest, Mike, you're not the best person to manage their finances, are you?
Oh, right. I'm going out. I'll save this for later.
So where are you going?
I'm going to see Penny.
Oh, you don't have to do that. OK, if you don't want to talk about it, we won't.
The thing is, you don't have 1 ounce of faith in me, do you?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You never have. You're just like Mum and Dad. They didn't have any either.
Oh, here we go again.
Well, it was all right for you. You didn't do anything wrong. You were always their favourite.
Oh, change the record, will you?
Right, I'm off. At least Penny believes in me.
Have you forgotten something?
And what's that?
Kathy will be there.
Well, I'll tell her where to go then.
Well, that will please Penny.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.